Time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our panelists gets 60 seconds to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Mo and Paula have 3. Tom has 2.
All right. So, Tom, you are indubitably up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Senator Murphy of Connecticut led a 15-hour filibuster calling for stricter blank laws.
Gun laws.
Right. This week, Democrats in West Virginia unanimously passed a resolution calling for DNC Chair Blank to resign.
Deborah Wasserman Schultz.
Right. This week, Egyptian authorities found the blank from Egypt Air Flight 804.
The wreckage.
The black box, we'll say. This week, Prince William became the first member of the royal family to pose for a blank magazine.
It was a gay magazine.
Yeah, an LGBT magazine. In Colombia, a bill to punish congressmen who don't show up to work failed to pass because blank.
The congressman didn't show up to work.
Exactly right. On Monday, a trial began to determine whether Led Zeppelin plagiarized part of their song Blank.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know about this. I'm going to say the Lemon song.
No, Stairway to Heaven.
Oh.
This week, firefighters in Vancouver, Canada, were called to the scene of a blaze after a blank caught fire.
That is so vague. It was a cat.
No, it was a fire prevention van. According to the emergency crews... According to the emergency crews in the scene, the van, which was completely engulfed in flames, belonged to Vancouver Fire, a company that bills itself as, quote, British Columbia's largest, longest established fire protection and fire safety company. Best thing, in the photo of the incident, beneath all the smoke and fire, you can clearly make out the company's website address on the side of the van, which is, and this is true, vanfire.com. Bill, how did Tom do on our quiz?
Pretty good. 5 right, 10 more points, total of 12. He's in the lead right
now.
All
right. All right, we flipped a coin. Mo is elected to go last. So, Paula, you are up. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, a federal appeals court ruled that blank should be treated as a utility.
I don't know, Verizon?
No, the internet.
Oh,
this week, the NRA said it supported a waiting period for gun sales to people on the blank list.
On the do not fly list?
Yes, terrorist watch list. On a 2-day meeting, members of the Federal Reserve decided to keep blank unchanged.
The interest rate?
Right. This week, the World Health Organization released a report saying that drinking hot drinks may be linked to blank.
Cancer.
Right. According to SpaceX founder Elon Musk, the company's latest rocket launch did not end in a crash, but in a blank.
Explosion.
No, a, quote, rapid, unscheduled disassembly. This week, 2 separate studies found deadly superbacteria in blank's Olympic beaches.
Rio.
Yeah. On Sunday, Hamilton felt one short of tying the record for the most blank award wins.
Tony.
Right. This week, a bike thief in Oregon failed to make a clean getaway after he was stopped by blank.
Lasso.
Yes, a man who lassoed him while riding a horse. Robert Borba was outside of his local Walmart when he heard a woman yelling that her bike was being stolen, so he did what any of us would do. He saddled up his horse, rode over to the thief, lassoed him to the ground, and did not release him until police arrived. The thief was later convicted and now faces a sentence of 6 months hard labor driving spikes on the Transcontinental Railroad. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Coming on strong down the stretch. 6 right, 12 more points, 15 total in the lead.
All right. How many, then, does Mo need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win.
All right, Mo, this is for the game. On Tuesday, the FBI revealed that hackers from blank broke into the DNC's computer system.
Russia.
Right. This week, CIA Director John Brennan said that despite U.S. military successes, blank's terror capabilities have not been reduced.
ISIS.
Right. On Monday, the Supreme Court rejected blank's request to restructure its $70 billion of public debt.
Oh, God, who has all that debt? Is it a person? No, it's a company. Is it? Oh, it's a state.
This is just like the end of Hamilton, where like the bullet fires and time stops.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Yes, Puerto Rico, yes.
Hamilton gave it away because Lin-Manuel Miranda's Puerto Rican.
Exactly. Attendees of a wedding in Cyprus were given memories to last a lifetime when the officiating priest blanked during the ceremony.
He completely fell apart.
No,
disintegrated.
He punched the best man in the face.
Okay.
On Sunday, the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the San Jose Sharks to win the blank.
The Stanley Cup.
Right, Lord Stanley's Cup. On Thursday, Oprah announced that she was endorsing blank.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. This week, Google officially thanked an 86-year-old British woman after she blanked.
Google thanked an 86-year-old British woman after she did the 10 billionth search.
No, after she was revealed to always say please and thank you in her Google searches.
Oh. I want her to be the voice.
This is what happened. Her grandson goes over to her house and looks at her computer and sees that her his grandmother, Mary Ashworth, was typing in Google searches with always saying please and thank you because she thought she was actually talking to an employee at Google who was responding to her request. So please translate these Roman numerals into English. Thank you. How many ounces in a cup, please? And please show me pictures of Sam Waterston's junk. Thank you. Bill, did Mo do well enough to win?
Getting close. 5 right, 10 more points, 13. But that means Paula's the winner this week.
Congratulations, Paula.
Thank you very much.